We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in lovely Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field. I'm your host, Ross Uglum. Down in beautiful Arizona, my sister's getting married, but that will not stop us from getting you guys the Packers draft content that you require on a daily basis, because this is, after all, the Daily Draft. Today, we are talking about one of the potentially shocking first-round picks, one of the picks that I've been talking a little bit about, Jacob Morley's been talking a little bit about, and it's something the Packers haven't done since 2002. And not only that, but it's also kind of something that the Packers already have on the roster. And the question is this: what if you had two Christian Watsons instead of one? We are talking about LSU's wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr. Thomas Jr. is a really, really interesting player. As I mentioned, I would say, honestly, my comp for BTJ probably ends up being Christian Watson. Now, we don't have agility numbers for Brian Thomas Jr., but all of the rest of it is scarily Christian-like. 6'3", 210. I think Christian is 6'4", 208. 38.5-inch vert, 10'6" broad, 4.34 in the 40, 9.97 RAS. Christian's a 9.96 guy. This is freak show stuff. This is beachy down the field stuff. And honestly, sort of like Christian, this is unrefined. This is exciting. This is what could be more than it is what is. A lot of folks, and I think me included, I'd have to look at the number. I think me included. Excuse me, guys, a little bit still fighting it. He might be wide receiver four, potentially even for me. And ultimately, that means, there's still a gap. What I mean by that is, look, whether it's your wide receiver four is Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, you might be a Ladd McConkey person. There's a number of options. But I do want to make it clear that, his teammate Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Roma Dunze are fully on another level. It's not like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. And that is not to talk any junk about Brian Thomas Jr. because he's an exciting prospect. And we'll definitely get into some of that right now because he is an exciting prospect. He does have a first round grade for me. And he's very similar again to, you know, Christian when I talk about Christian. Great acceleration, great top speed, and all of that is very much within the realm of his testing. It's on film and on the RAS. So that's what you like, right? You like to marry the film with what you see when he does test. And I think very much a ball winner, right? Like I think people will say, and I think even Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus has said that he is MVS. I'm not willing to go there. I do think Brian Thomas Jr.'s absolute floor and just like what he's guaranteed to be able to bring you is MVS. And MVS is now a third contract NFL player. Now, do you want more than that in the first round? Yeah, you do. You want more than that in the first round. With that said, though, I do really think that that is the absolute floor. I think where he is beyond MVS and even frankly beyond Christian Watson as a prospect is at the line of scrimmage. Does an excellent job getting stacked. And what that means is you get the corner. How quickly can you get the cornerback in trail position? Brian Thomas Jr. does not have a Devontae Adams release package, but he has a more advanced release package than a lot of people, a lot of wide receivers, even wide receivers that are still sort of trying to beat you more in the short and intermediate game. Even though Brian Thomas is trying to beat you in the deep game, Brian Thomas Jr.'s release package to me is that of a more intermediate player. And I strictly mean that as a compliment. He is very, very good at the line of scrimmage. Smooth mover, man. And that was the special thing about Christian at North Dakota State. You see, and that's why, I mean, obviously, like I do wish that the agility drills existed. You know, I wish we did have the three cone numbers. I wish we did have the short shuttle numbers because that change of direction does look so special on tape. He's not what I would call, and we've had these conversations about Trey Benson. We've had these conversations about a couple guys. He's not what I would call a linear athlete. And the linear athlete thing is cool if you're really explosive, but it's also kind of a backhanded compliment, right? And that's not how I see Brian Thomas Jr. at all. Does a good job tracking the football. Really, really does a super good job of tracking the football. Does a good job over the shoulder. Does a good job in contested catch situations. Just when it's in the air down the field, I think he does an excellent job.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops and hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks, too, is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Got the drops. And that's, you know, that goes right to the, frankly, we're at the cons part of it now, you know, has the drops. That goes right to the, Christian conversation, you know, right when we're making what if you had two Christian Watsons discussion, argument, whatever. Brian Thomas Jr., you look at, I'll pull up his PFF college stuff right now, because I noticed drops on films, but drops on film, but I'd like to get the actual numbers so we can get kind of locked in on sort of a comparison. You know, where he was at compared to other folks. You know, you're looking at 13 drops in 3 years, 13 drops on 176 targets, 13 drops against 127 catches. His drop percentage was 9.3. Did improve every year, though. So that is something to put in the pros. If we're going to put drops in the cons, which I would just say in general, 13 drops in 3 years is too many, especially when you're not a super high volume guy, because obviously Neighbors is more of the high volume guy. But for his drop percentage to decrease every season, two thumbs up. We like that. That's progress. That's good. That's development. We like that in a prospect. Okay, so drops are real. And again, kind of frankly, to the Christian conversation, wish he played stronger. When you are a 99th percentile athlete, wish there was more fighting through contact. Wish he was more of a ball winner. I would argue Christian is even more of a ball winner. You look at Christian's contested catch rate as a rookie in the NFL. Even honestly, what his contested catch rate ended up being after a slow start in 2023. I think Christian is stronger to the football even than Brian Thomas Jr. You think about the size at 6'3", 210, it's like, I wish BTJ was more of a physical mismatch than he is. And the rest of it, I would just say on the con side would be, he's not refined. He's not Devontae, and very few people are. But like short routes, intermediate routes, he can run a decent slant. Like that stuff's fine. Double breakers, you know, post corner, corner post. Blaze out, whip route, like multiple break routes. He's just not a technician at this time. That's not what he is. But you get him with somebody like Jason Vrabel, Packers' new wide receiver coach, Ryan Mahaffey, you could have something. And he's just a ball of clay. And definitely Christian insurance. And that's when you get back to Packers fit is, like, I hope Christian plays 17 games next year. He played, and this is, some people don't know this, his dad has done a good job of pointing this out. Christian played 52 consecutive college games. It has been unfortunate the way things have worked out for him in the NFL, but he played in 52 consecutive college games. 51 consecutive college games before he had a little hamstring, unfortunately, issue as a senior. He was an available guy. Hasn't been in the NFL. Brian Thomas Jr., Christian Watson insurance. But even if he's not insurance, even if he's just the fifth guy, you know, in your five that you're rolling with are Christian Watson, deep. Brian Thomas Jr., deep. Dontavian Wicks, Dontayvion Wicks, 92% of what you were getting from Davante Adams, 88.5% of what you were getting from Davante Adams. Romeo Dubs does the thing that he does. Jaden Reed, slot monster. If you're two X's, if you're two outside, get like F you have to account for me, guys. Are Christian freaking Watson and Brian Thomas Jr.? My God, you're hard to match up with. And that's the big time Packers fit. And look, like if things don't go great with Christian, well, then you took another swing at that position. And if Christian gets hurt again and he doesn't get a second contract in Green Bay, which, by the way, is not the way I think things are going to go, but then you let Christian walk after 2025 and Brian Thomas Jr. still has 2 years left on his deal. But ultimately, it's just about stretching the field and being a problem. And BTJ, I think, has a chance to be like 110% of MVS or 115% of MVS. And I say that as a compliment and understanding that MVS has like multiple 600-800 yard seasons in the NFL. I think Brian Thomas Jr. can be MVS plus plus. And that makes him a great Packers fit. And it gives him a round one grade for me. So ultimately, we're talking overall as we approach the 12-minute mark here. Brian Thomas Jr., player number 24 for me, wide receiver 4, right there on the same level for me with Xavier Worthy. Now, Xavier Worthy won't even be on Green Bay's board at 165 pounds. So even though they are exact same grade, wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5, player 24, player 25. Understand that I don't believe Green Bay's even dreaming about Xavier Worthy. I think if the board falls a certain way, they might be looking at Brian Thomas Jr. I don't know. I don't know. Very Packersy type. I would guess a tier one fit. I should know that as a purveyor of the Green Bay Draft Guide. And that's where we'll wrap it up, guys, is buy the Green Bay Draft Guide. Powered by Pack Report. Use promo code DAILY for 10% off here, Daily Draft. Follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm at Ross Uglum. Do everything you're supposed to do here. It's Pack a Day Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications. Get all of the daily Packers content that you require. Have a great rest of your Friday, guys. Go Pack, go.